Welcome to Awkward Stage, the podcast.
Hi, guys. I'm Alina Bach.
I'm Nicole Dubois. We're obviously your hosts.
You know us. You know us from TikTok and Instagram.
We're like the Charli D'Amelio of TikTok.
Yes.
Anyways, we're doing this podcast because everyone we know, at least,
yes,
has had an awkward stage. But it seems like the teenagers these days just aren't going through awkward stages.
No, they seem like perfect human beings. They seem like very put together.
The clothes.
And what happened to that awkward stage in your life where you have to find yourself?
We want to hear the stories about the awkward stage so we can connect ourselves, right?
Yes.
Through the cringe.
Yes. And now we all have a podcast where we can talk about those stories. So it's not just for your therapist anymore. It's for everyone.
It's for us.
Yes, for us mainly.
Our guest today assures us that she was very awkward.
Yep.
She's an Instagram sensation. She's hilarious. She's our friend.
Yes.
At Real Talk with Chan.
Yeah.
Chandler Taslitz, everybody.
Hi.
Oh my God. Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
It's a big honor.
Important.
To be honest.
It's huge.
Yes. Yeah. We had a lot of people knocking down the doors.
Sure. We all met doing comedy.
Yes. The Groundlings.
At the Groundlings. Mm-hmm.
But we like just became friends like a year ago.
Yeah. Chandler and I.
Well, awkward.
I've known you for
years. We've known each other for years. And we immediately bonded because of traumatic past.
Yes.
So we're like, oh, amazing.
Yes. We went to lunch and went down Larchmont.
Yes.
And we're just like,
oh, Cafe Gratitude.
Here's who died in my family and here's who died in my family. All right, we're friends now.
Immediately.
Yeah. I like don't do that at all. And
no.
I feel like that's why we didn't click right away, because
you make prolonged eye contact with silence. And I'm like, I just fill the silence with words. So it's like, I wouldn't stop talking, and you're like, I don't know how to talk to this
girl.
Well,
if someone's talking to me, I'm not the person who interjects. I'll just stare at you and listen.
Nicole, you are very intimidating at first.
So
I was intimidating.
Yes.
I was intimidating.
But it's because I'm scared.
But you know what? Our first dinner date we went on, like our first friend date, you told me that you were a slow burn.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, that's incredible. She's like, the longer you know me, the more you like me. And I'm like, see, you immediately like me. And then like a year later, you're like, do I? Do you know what I mean? So it's good.
I think I'm a slow burn, like, but then like I'm pretty consistent after that. Like,
oh, so consistent.
I'm not gonna fuck up, you know?
No.
No, you're very trustworthy then once you get to that.
Is this podcast just about like,
us?
Yeah, it is.
This is the Nicole show.
Yeah.
Welcome,
no, but
everyone.
It's showing that like awkwardness is always a part of you, even when you think you grow out of it.
Yes. Oh, you think you grow out of it, but then you just realize
it's just like, in different ways.
The anxiety never goes away.
Yeah. I mean, the anxiety of always being awkward once you realize you were awkward, that always stays.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe like all these stories, if we like really talk to an expert or Alina dissected it, maybe it could explain the person you are today.
Probably.
I have done a lot of therapy and I have read a lot of books.
Me too. Self-help.
And most recently watched a lot of self-help TikTok.
Oh, amazing.
So I think I can figure out
and, like,
everyone's trauma.
I've watched a lot of TV hospital dramas, so I could be a doctor.
Oh, so like you're perfect.
This is the perfect combination.
Chandler,
yes.
How old were you during your awkward phase?
Ooh. Okay, I was looking at photo albums to try to remember, because I remember a lot of, like, I've had a lot of different phases in my life, but I feel like the awkward was around, like, 9 to, no, I was still cute at 9. Like,
yeah, 9's early.
Yeah,
9's early. When you had,
to doubt yourself.
10 to 12. 10 to 13.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I got my braces off, and I, like, started taking Adderall, and I got pretty cute.
You started taking Adderall? Oh,
because they were
ADHD,
like,
medication.
Yeah, they were like, well, I'm the most ADHD person, and they're like, she needs to be medicated.
Sorry, we did the intro wrong. Here's the most ADHD person.
Yeah, it's so true.
Chandler Taslitz.
Yeah, I'm shocked that we're on one train of thought right now. Sorry.
So,
okay, what was the question?
13. No, you answered the question.
Oh.
Very good.
10 to 13, and then you got your braces off.
But I didn't realize I was awkward. Like, if we're being completely candid here, I thought I was stunning. Like, I didn't realize I was awkward until, the moment I realized, I was a freshman in high school, and we went back. We had, like, a day off, and we're like, let's go back and visit, like, all the eighth graders. I bet they miss us. You know, you do that.
Oh, my
God. So we, like, went, and I walked in, and the woman at the front desk was like, oh my God, Chandler, like you lost all your baby fat. And I was like, I didn't even realize I had any. So I was like, this is confusing. So I went back home and like looked at some old pics and I was like, oh, I like was not as cute as maybe or amazing as I thought I was.
I think that woman was in the wrong. That is not okay.
I
know.
Yes, but she was, I'm so happy she called that out because I was living my life with the confidence. I was like, I'm stunning. I'm gorgeous.
Okay, so what did you look like? Like, what would you wear? What would you?
Well, so here's like, this is where the problem was. So like I had braces, right?
What kind? Right. So it was the braces. Metal. Did you have like, you know, did you guys have the colorful little rubber bands that go in?
I didn't. I had older sisters and they're like, don't be that girl. Oh. Don't be that girl that goes to the orthodontist office and is like, I want rainbow. They're like, they taught me how to smile with a closed mouth. They were like, we are going to show you how to get through this part of your life, mm-hmm. but you need to listen.
So you never had like, I want alternating pink and purple.
No. I was like clear and that's it. I'm like, I'm not playing around.
Okay.
Dr. Scott.
I need to talk to your sisters because
they're great. They've helped me a lot. But I was awkward. Okay. So like I had the contrast between the braces and like, you know, a lot of like just like chubby cheeks. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, I saw this gorgeous smoky eye look in 17 magazine. I'm going to go for it.
You did a smoky eye at what, 12?
Oh, I was doing smoky eyes at probably like 8.
I did not start using makeup.
This is middle school?
Oh, middle school. I would walk downstairs with a full smoky eye and my mom would be like, no.
Okay, wait. Is this in Chicago?
Yes. In the suburbs of Chicago. Oh, just walking around. Oh, and then I would wear like, I had great taste. I did. My clothes, like my look was great. Just everything else. Like my body wasn't there yet. You know what I mean? Like I would wear these like neon blue patent leather pumps. To school because I like the sound of high heels.
They let you wear that to school?
Yeah. That's incredible. I remember walking down the hallway being like, this is my runway.
Imagine the teachers in that school being like, this 12-year-old has pumps on for and like math class.
I wore a pantsuit on my first day of preschool. Full pantsuit. I was like,
you're like.
I was Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
I was. I was like, I'm ready.
I love the idea of an awkward teen
with a smoky
with
eye.
The confidence
with braces
of Madonna.
And a smoky eye.
It's insane. Yes. It's and like I didn't understand. I also like there were some days where I'm like, I'm gonna go for a fun look today. Because my mom used to be a makeup artist. So like I would play with all of her makeup and she would come down and I like there was this one day I wore neon, like no, like an aqua blue lid
blue
with then neon green like stripes like a cage, like I wanted like a cage look.
Oh my God,
it was really scary and I don't understand why I was let out of the house.
What did you do with your hair? What was that?
Oh, I wanted something really simple. So I did a slicked bun, but all the frizzies were there. So, like, it wasn't – like, I started – and, you know, you put water on it when you're younger to, like, slick it back.
Yeah, and gel. Yes. And see, and that's
and then it just
thing.
Dries curlier.
It's because we didn't have TikTok or Instagram or YouTube, anything to look at.
Because what year was that?
Okay.
Are we like, in the early aughts?
93 – 2003?
Yeah.
Early 2000s?
Yeah.
2003.
But that's it.
But I have less of an excuse because, like, I had two older sisters. My mom was a makeup artist in fashion. So I had, like, I had the resources. I just was doing it poorly.
Yeah, but your sisters were also dressing for 2003.
Right.
Low rise.
So many layers.
Jeans.
Low rise. And remember
layered
skirts
tank
over
tops.
Jeans?
Oh, my God.
Did y'all do that?
Skirts? No. Yes. Yes.
I knew that that was bad as soon as I saw it. And I remember, like, watching the girls being like, don't fall victim. And especially the girls who'd wear it with flared jeans. I'm like,
And
nope.
You with your confidence.
What about like the...
My unearned confidence.
What about the leggings with UGG boots with a skirt over it and then a polo?
A poncho.
A poncho.
Loved a poncho. I felt like I would go to... So it was a very Jewish neighborhood that I grew up in. So like every weekend it was a new bat mitzvah. And I would like wear my poncho at the temple and being like, I'm a 50-year-old woman and I'm like I like thought that like I don't know why I thought like 50 was like so sexy.
Oh.
Like, to me like being in like your late 50s and 60s, I'm like that's where I want to be. Like with
it's
my
the,
like
boss babe, boss woman.
Yes.
Like feminist
pantsuits
you
like
were
I
goal.
Like,
clearly
I had
a very
a
unique
bob too. Like a sharp bob.
You did?
Yes. And I was like I'm here to like make decisions.
I love that.
And tell you my opinions. Yeah, it was crazy.
I cannot believe this picture I'm getting in my head of you at this age as like a young, smoky-eyed 50-year-old woman in a 12-year-old's body in blue heels.
But I was tiny. I was always in like the 10th percentile. So I was always also like the shortest kid. So it looked weirder too. But I didn't, again, realize this was awkward until like I got older and was like, whoa. How did I have that much confidence?
How did I get through without? Yes.
Like in third grade, we had to do, everybody could do like show and tell to the class. So I was like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a dance in front of my whole class to, what was that Pink song, I'm Coming Out?
How did that go?
I thought it killed. I was like, they're all thinking I'm amazing. Like again, it was crazy.
That's also really angsty.
Yes.
To do a Pink song.
And I had a broken wrist at the time, so I had like an orange
cast. No, you did not.
I
like,
It was
Pink. You listen to Pink when you're like mad at your parents, you know?
Or just like mad at society.
Right. Pink was cool. She was the like anti-pop star, but she was so a pop star.
Don't
like,
Let Me Get Me. Oh, Jagged Little
Don't
Pill.
Don't Let Me Get Me.
So good.
Jagged Little Pill.
I mean, the amount
of
times
Jagged Little Pill is Alanis Morissette.
No, but doesn't she have a song? Oh, Just Like a Pill.
Just Like a Pill.
I'm a Pill. Something with pills.
Pill.
Yes. I don't know. I just remember like being in my shower, blasting Pink on my stereo,
being
like,
did you really relate to the pill one because of your ADHD medication?
Yes. I was on so many pills. I was like, I get it.
Finally, someone who understands me.
Me and Pink.
I just don't relate to Britney or Christina.
She doesn't take pills.
No, Christina, I was like, I can't wear crop tops yet. Yeah. I'm like, I'll get there, but I can't yet. But I always wanted big boobs when I was little. Uh-huh. Like, to me, I was like, oh, my
Same.
God.
I wanted them.
Well, now I have them, and I'm like, this is the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. Right? I never got them, and I envy everyone who has naturally But I also understand that that's kind of like I'm brainwashed, you know, by that era that we grew up in. Thanks, Pamela Anderson.
Right. Yeah. Well, I didn't grow up in that era.
Well, I...
No.
Well, How old is Alina?
Oh, my God. No, I grew up in, like, Paris Hilton when there was, like, nothing. But, but I would get the, like... Remember the Stuffed by Duff bras by Hilary Duff? Do you guys ever have those?
No.
Target came out with them, and they were incredible.
Stuffed
by Duff by Hilary Duff. It was incredible. And I would wear them in fifth grade and being like, oh, my God, I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. I, like, hear me roar.
Yeah.
I think it helps give me the confidence to wear the pantsuits still.
The picture is just getting better and better.
Yeah.
So do we have a specific most awkward moment?
Well, I feel like there was times when I was, like, embarrassed. Like, I'd have embarrassing stories. But I really, like, honestly, my most awkward moments are as an adult. Like, being like, like, I looked awkward when I was younger. But it didn't make sense because my personality was, like, so confident.
That's so fair. Like, don't have, like, an embarrassing story because you weren't embarrassed anything.
There were so many times when I'm looking back, I'm like, oh, I should have been embarrassed. Like, I really.
Right, but.
Okay, well,
what's that?
Can we hear one of those?
Yeah. Where now you're like, oh, I did that. I can't believe I did that. Even though in the moment I thought I was so cool.
So I also, I was like super, I kind of peaked in fourth grade. Right when I was 9. And I was dating this guy. And I had a boyfriend.
You were dating in fourth grade?
Yeah. We fell in love on a vacation in Hawaii. Both of our families were there. And we, like, I was like, oh, my God, this is love. And then we dated when we got back home.
What was he like? What was the love of
your... He was, like, a tennis player judo guy who's, like, really strong. And we didn't talk, though. Like, we would just, like, go down the hallways and be like, hey.
Did he have, like, the spiked hair? Like, what was so hot about him?
Yeah, what was hot about him?
Oh, he was just like a hot 9-year-old. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. I was just
now
like,
it's awkward,
right? I was like, okay,
like
this
everyone
is it.
Just pictured something in their head, and then they were like, oh,
right?
No,
because it feels wrong. And so whatever. So then, fifth grade happens, right? And we're still dating, but I'm like, he has not been paying that much attention to me lately. Like, and Valentine's Day comes up.
Is there another woman? Like, what's going on?
There was. There wasn't, but I thought there was. Like, he was talking to some other girls in the playground. I'm like, this feels really, like,
I deserve better.
And I deserve better. Mm-hmm. So Valentine's Day, and he doesn't even, he like gets me like a little chain bracelet, like nothing.
Oh, Chandler.
Just wait. It gets worse.
Isn't it like just the thought that counts? Right? What did you want, a pony?
Like, was it like, I feel like he like found it on like, no, it was, trust me, guys, okay. It was not good. And I was like, I don't need to take this. And that same day, I got a letter in the mail from another guy
who
saying, I'm your secret admirer. Like, you're so beautiful. And I'm like, this right here, this is how I deserve.
Fifth grade. Okay.
How I deserve to be treated. So I'm like, I'm breaking up with the current boyfriend and I'm going for my secret admirer. So my mom wrote me out a script because I was too scared to do it on my own. And my best friend was there.
Yep.
And, right, you still have to call the house phone and you have to be like, hi, Mrs. Brown.
So there was a number to call on the secret admirer?
No, I was breaking up with my boyfriend for the secret admirer.
Oh, this was the call to break up with him.
So we, like, I remember being very awkward on that phone call because I was reading from a script. So it didn't sound natural. I was like,
what did you say?
We'll call him Joe. I was like, hi, Joe. It's Chandler. Look.
Wait, I wish we had a copy of this. Oh,
honestly, yes. My mom probably has it somewhere else.
Oh, my God. You have to ask her.
I'll call her and ask.
Yeah, I'll call her. You have her number.
Yeah.
And I was like, hi, Joe. I just feel like I'm not really getting the attention that I deserve. And honestly, but my voice was shaking. And then he was like, okay. Like, he was not really that upset by it because he was like,
talking to other girls on the playground.
He was talking to other girls. Also, he was like, I have to go play tennis. Bye. I was like, okay, bye. And then I found out who the secret admirer was, and I was like, I'm yours.
Aww. Who was the secret admirer?
His name was Henry.
Henry.
Okay, so what was, like, was Henry as hot as?
Henry was more sensitive. He was more of a sensitive soul.
Okay.
Oh, cute.
Love him.
But you went for Henry because you had the thing in common that you both thought you were hot shit.
Yes.
You're like, yes, that's what we have in common. Yeah.
We both
like,
love Chandler.
I was like, he gets it. Yeah. So clearly.
We are meant to be.
But yeah, no, honestly. Like, but again, I feel like these moments that should have been really awkward weren't as much. And now the only moments that I remember are like, honestly, like 3 years ago. Maybe yesterday.
But like, that confidence, I feel like we should have today, you know? Then we lose it.
It's like Benjamin Button. Yeah. It's the worst.
I think you always think like, oh, when I, like the 30, flirty and thriving, right? Like when I'm like in my late 20s, in my 30s, I'm going to be like confident. I'm going to be amazing.
Yes.
I'm going to, but like you have, like I also like feel like I had the confidence that I need now when I was younger.
Like channel that.
Yeah. And now I'm just like, I like, probably like look put together, but my insides are like
crazy.
But you know what?
Crazy.
Here's what I will say. I feel like I do feel a lot more settled into myself in my later 20s and like mid-20s. Mid-20s, I feel like for me, were the most awkward.
No one tells you that your early mid-20s are going to suck.
They just suck.
They're like seventh grade is bad, but like you are like an adult, so you have to make your, and you have no idea what's going on.
No, they do not prep you properly in school. They do not prep you for life, or especially as a woman. I mean, come on.
Let's get into that.
Being a woman, it's hard. I don't know if you guys have heard.
I wonder though if part of that was the case when we were younger because we didn't see what else was out there because we didn't have social media.
Yeah.
We didn't have.
So we weren't comparing ourselves to as many different people.
Sixth grade, I had like texting, but not like you had to pay for every text message. Like,
yes.
You were just in your own bubble. So it was so easy to think like I'm the coolest person in this world because this is my world.
Yeah. You don't 100%. Scroll. You don't compare yourself. You get a very curated type of content on television. You kind of just like mimic that.
They're not people your age.
Right. So, and everyone agrees, you know.
Yeah. And also like I feel like everybody around you was just kind of awkward. Like you weren't seeing other hot 13-year-olds or 12-year-olds.
I think about like when I would go to dance class and I would think I was the most amazing dancer ever.
Oh. Yes.
Like if then I would turn if then I would go to TikTok and see these 8-year-olds doing like triple backflips and like doing all this amazing, I think then I would realize, oh, whoa, I'm not the best dancer anyone's ever seen. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I feel like it's not a great thing because it's like you kind of need, like you, look, eventually there's going to get to anybody's point in life when they realize like, okay, I'm not what I thought I was. Like, I need to be a little more humbled. But it's nice to have that, because that way you get to find yourself a little bit more. You get to try more things. Like, if you're so afraid of trying anything because everybody else is better than you.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, why would I even try?
Right. I wouldn't have performed as Brian from the Backstreet Boys at the high school talent show with such confidence.
That's amazing.
Just with my friends, you know. We did, like, a Backstreet Boys song and, like, did a dance. Yeah. We were dressed up as the Backstreet Boys, and we did a dance for the whole school.
We should really tell you guys that Alina was a German pop star.
Yeah, Alina's famous. Alina's, like, actually famous.
Alina was different. German pop star.
Yeah. No, she's well, very,
And I always, but I thought I was, like, Britney Spears, you know? And then...
But you were.
Well, and then I made it into
just in Germany.
It's, like, very Europop, you know, like, Europop, trashy Europop. And I thought I can dance, but I could not. I cannot dance.
I don't know. You're still famous.
They gave us, like, dance choreographies and stuff. And when I saw the music videos and live shows, when I watched it back, it was a disaster. I have to find clips for you guys, but
okay, yes. But also all dancing was worse then.
Yes,
true.
Yes.
Like, I look like so, I was on Dance Team in high school, and the choreography, that to me, looking back, is beyond cringy. It was like body roll, like pump it up, pump, like the worst type of dancing, and I don't like it.
Wait, what's your beef with body rolls?
My beef with body rolls is I just remember, like, doing a body roll and, like, specifically making that face. Like,
I feel like I still do. Like, if I were to go to a club right now.
Yes, obviously.
I feel like I would just be body rolling.
But to me, I look at a body roll.
Just all night.
Because what am I going to do? Like, I don't know how to do all that vibey stuff.
No, I know. And I haven't, and haven't been out to dance in, like, 2 years because of things to the pandemic. So now I feel like I'm a new person.
Yeah.
I have come out a new person.
Yeah.
And so now if I go out, what is the dance style that fits this new person? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I just think we need to get you really drunk and find out.
I think it's just body rolls.
Why aren't we? Okay. And we all go back to body rolls.
Okay. So if you could go back in time and you could tell that sassy 50-year-old woman.
Yeah, me.
Like, one thing.
One piece of advice only, or one thing.
Oh, I mean, I would ask her for advice.
What?
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, so this is going to happen. You're going to eventually, like, shit's going to get dark for a little bit. Right? You're going to go to high school. You're not going to be as cool. Like, your world is going to be broken just a little bit. What
so
do we
you
do?
Would like, you would crush her.
I would crush her. But I'd be like, what's your mental state right now? Like, what's your mantra? Like, how are you?
What's your
what are you
mantra?
Telling yourself to get this result? Because, like, I remember being a sophomore in high school, and I went from, like, there was 120 kids in our grade to 1,200 kids in our grade. It was a huge high school. And every girl was, like, very pretty. Everybody was just very pretty at my high school. And I'd be like, so, like, we shouldn't be loud. Like, I was always very loud. I don't know if you guys know this about me. I'm kind of loud. I speak my mind.
Experienced.
Very opinionated.
Very loud, Chandler.
And then, like, to be cool at this high school, you kind of have to be the opposite. You have to be, like, very quiet. Mm-hmm. And, like, you laugh at the right things.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, I'm going to have a hard time with this.
I still think I should be that person. Like, every time I meet new people or I interact with people and I become the just, like, the person, you know, like, this person that I am. Wow. And then afterwards, I sit in my car and I'm like, oh, that was – you did bad. You should have just been very well composed.
That's why I just stare at people.
Yeah. I was like, you're the only one that's figured it out. I'm like, I can't just stare. My mouth has to say things. It's the worst.
You think I would have done probably really well at your high school?
Yes.
Because I would have just walked around staring at people.
People would have been scared of you. To do well in high school, people needed to be a little afraid of you.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
I would have not done well.
You
know, I was a German exchange student.
Yeah.
And so I tried to make friends by just cracking jokes, but I had a very strong German accent.
Can we hear a joke? Can you do it?
Yeah.
Can you do it?
This one time, the guys were, like, pushing me around.
What do you mean?
They were
being pushed around by men.
I was...
literally every
day. They did this weird thing where they would stand in the hallway and every time someone wanted to pass, they wouldn't, like, let you pass for, like, 10 seconds. They were like, and they would make, like, a circle around you.
So fun.
And then But I thought it was, I felt so honored that they
You're
did
like,
it
to
me.
Stop pushing me.
I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then I finally got out of the circle and I thought it would be really funny to say, is it because I'm from Germany? Like, just as a, you know, is this why you're like,
is it because I'm so,
But I like, I was so nervous and I leaned in too much and I just went, is this because I'm from Germany and you hate Germany? And everyone looked at me because they thought I was serious. They didn't get, you know.
They were like, let us call our lawyers.
It
we'll get
wasn't
back
funny
to you.
Then. It's not funny when you sound like,
no,
you know.
Scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So.
Honestly, the best joke that I've ever done with a group of high school boys was there was this guy who, like, thought he was the coolest. And he was, like, always thought he was funny, but he was just a huge asshole. Are we allowed to swear at this podcast? Bleep me out. Whatever.
Yes.
And he, like, was really cold. And I'm like, where you live in Chicago, like, man up. And he was wearing his a coat, and the coat had like a lined fur thing around the hood. And I was like, hey, where'd you get your coat? Abercrombie and bitch. I was hated. But it was, I'm like, objectively, that's a fucking hysterical joke.
Yeah.
Because he was so, he's like, oh no. There were so many noises and everybody's
wait. Now I'm imagining you.
That's when
in
he
a,
fell in love
in
with
a
you.
Poncho in no, I'd clinky heels. Saying, where'd you get your coat? Abercrombie and bitch.
No, are you kidding
holding,
me?
I feel like you were holding like one of those cigarette holder thingies.
Like Cruella de Vil.
Yeah.
Where'd you get your hey.
What are you wearing?
Where'd you get your coat?
And then
very
just,
freaks and
you
geeks.
Just drop it.
Yes,
turn around.
Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had brown hair at this point too, so it felt a little darker. Yeah. Like the joke felt darker.
Yeah, girls with brown hair
are,
just
are a lot scarier.
So much like, scarier and
so
sexier
much more emo.
And, like,
oh my
cooler.
God. It was crazy. I also dyed my hair like chocolate brown in high school and like played with a really dark inner eyeliner phase.
Oh, yes. The eyeliner.
Well, punk rock. It was, like, all about Blink 182. It was all about Avril Lavigne. Like, that was the look.
Ugh, Avril Lavigne.
I know. I loved her. Mm-hmm. I have a picture of me at the beach in a hooded sweatshirt with sunglasses on smoking a fake cigarette.
Oh, no.
With Uggs and tights. And I'm just
I was
like,
just going to say, did you wear Uggs to the beach?
Of course. It was winter in Chicago. It was cold.
Oh.
But I needed to be stylish. And I was like.
But you were on the beach?
Yeah.
Wow.
We like left high school to
I would have thought
lunch.
That you were so cool. I would have been intimidated by both of you.
No.
I would have just thrown
I was friends with everybody.
Jokes at you.
You'd be like, I'm from Germany.
Yeah. Hello.
I'm pretty
from Germany.
I'm pretty sure I would have never had even met a German person before.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of kids didn't, and they asked me questions like, do you have washing machines in Germany?
Like, no.
Does Britney Spears sing in German in Germany? And I was like,
no.
What?
Yeah. Good questions, though. Smart.
I actually have some similar questions.
Yeah.
Nicole
and
like
I.
Ask you
we can do a whole episode of just ask me questions about Germany.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That sounds like
a great.
That sounds fun.
Content.
I feel like we need to circle back to the mantra because we never heard
the
what
mantra.
You think yourself would have told yourself.
Well, that's a really good question, Nicole. Now that I have some more time to sit and process it, I think, okay, so when I first, it sounds like I'm making like a roundabout point, but just, what is it called? Trust the process. That's what they say on TikTok. Trust
we're
the
here.
Process.
We're here for it.
So when I first posted when I first started posting on my Instagram, I like didn't, there weren't a lot of people following it and my intention wasn't to like gain a following. I was like, oh, I'll just post funny stuff and make stuff.
Yeah, we know.
And this was back in, like, 2015. So I posted something, and it, like, kind of went mini-viral. Like, all these people then started following me and, like, reposting my videos. And I was like, oh, this really weird side of me is now kind of being seen by the world. Like, just kind of, like, freaking out a little bit.
Yeah.
And I called my dad, and he was like, you just can't give a fuck. He's like, honestly, who cares? The people that know you love you and are friends with you. You can't control what other people think. Like, just say fuck it and just kind of do whatever the fuck you want to do. And that's kind of like been my, so I feel like now I've kind of tried to take that back. And that was definitely my motto when I was 11 with the smoky eye.
You didn't know it, but your motto was fuck it.
Was fuck it.
I love that.
Fuck it. And if I want to wear pumps, I'm wearing pumps.
Mm-hmm. That visual in sex ed. You at 12 with your pumps and your haircut and your braces telling yourself like, look, you just can't give a fuck.
Just sweetheart. All right? Yeah. Sweetheart. Fuck it. You're thinking too much.
Stop overthinking. Stop. Just be in the moment.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I love that advice from your dad, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think my dad was honestly probably got it from me when I was younger because, like, I was just such an inspiration to everybody around me.
It's all connected, like the mushrooms.
Absolutely. Like the mushrooms?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
All the mushrooms are connected underground. Watch the documentary.
Wow, Nicole, that was... We're gonna pick back up
that
with
that. That was a crazy thing to say.
Chandler, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Please tell everyone where they can find you. Oh. And
You can find me in LA.
What's your address?
Not your address.
Real Talk with Chan on Instagram.
And TikTok, right?
Oh, and TikTok. I dabble on YouTube, maybe on Twitter. I'm awkward.
No, that's perfect. That's the perfect ending.
That's what we wanted
you
to be.
I have a project coming up. I'm not sure what it is yet, but it's in the process. So
Look out for that.
It's very late. A project.
Yeah. No, great. We can't wait. We know what it is. We can't wait. We'll keep you guys posted. And also, don't forget to subscribe if you don't want to miss a single episode of Awkward Stage.
Which, like, you don't.
No. You don't. Trust us, you don't.
I'm Nikki Dubes, at Nikki Dubes on Instagram and TikTok.
I'm at Alina Bach, and...
And this has been Awkward Stage, the podcast. Goodbye. Thank you and good night.